This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan Dillon keeping us on the air this morning. And we do have the answer to that blank that Mike was drawing a moment ago. It was Antonio Hamilton.
I'm so disappointed in us. It's not the first time I've ever drawn a blank.
I didn't bring Antonio up.
Listen. It's you're part of this now, okay? Any time that I've ever drawn a blank, I can almost always look at Bo, and he knows who I'm talking about. And vice versa. When he draws a blank, I'm usually like, oh, yeah, it's Mike Ford. Whoever else, whatever random. And then if not, Dillon is usually quick on the Google behind the glass.
Yeah.
All of us dropped the ball on Antonio Hamilton Sr., who played a pretty big part in the secondary last year. And it's frustrating to me. We are all in preseason mode. It's time for us to really ramp things up before we hit the field tonight.
Well, it's not easy.
For our dry run.
It's not easy this time of the year because, you know, you've got so many guys on the roster. You're trying to learn new guys that you're trying to get kind of, you know, familiar with and actually know their names. And then you've got old names you're trying to keep remembering. It's like you just brought up Mike Ford. Mike Ford's easy for me to remember because I remember when in 22, I believe it was, we went to Seattle for that week because we played L.A., on a Sunday, so we got out there on a Saturday, and then we stayed in Seattle for the week because we played Seattle the next week. And Avery Williams and Mike Ford, we went to this military base out there, and you know they're like we're like it was one of those joint bases where it was like Air Force and Army or something like that. So they took you to both sides, and we were like on the Air Force side. Like, dude, you should have seen Mike Ford and Avery Williams with, like, the helicopters and some of the guns they have on them and stuff. Like, those dudes were, like, having the time of their life. Well, now Mike Ford's back. So I'll never forget him. But Antonio Hamilton, I mean, this is a little bit hard to remember, man. He only played here, like, half a season, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, cut me some slack, maybe, just a little bit.
Regardless, I think we all owe Antonio an apology.
Yeah.
Sorry, Antonio.
I think he's with the Cardinals
now.
Sorry, Antonio.
Yeah. I'm not sorry. Should have been more memorable. I'm just kidding.
Can't believe this guy got on here and said, cut me some slack. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Why don't you just go angry tweet somebody? Yeah, let's yell at somebody on Twitter, angry
yeah,
man.
You know me.
Angry all man.
Right, let's get into some college football. So Arch Manning's grandfather is letting NFL teams know they should not get their hopes up for the 2026 draft. Archie Manning told Texas Monthly that he is going back to Texas. Are you surprised by this?
Why is Archie Manning like the spokesman for Arch?
He's like, the patriarch.
I know, but where's Cooper at, man? I want to hear Cooper talk about his son.
He probably has. We just don't hear about it because it's not a name like Archie Manning.
Yeah, he's Cooper. He's still a Manning. I mean, everybody knows
I agree.
Cooper.
I'm just like, you would... If, like, Cooper Manning was talking, like, there's not going to be a rush of cameras over to Cooper Manning's location. I think that Archie just kind of has that, look, man, he's the patriarch, dude.
I think he's cultivated
this family.
The simple answer is Archie has more aura than Cooper does.
There you go.
The word is clout, not aura.
Aura and clout are one and the same
It's
these
the
days.
Same thing.
I think that Cooper needs to step up, and Archie needs to take a step back.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Cooper's time now. He's the dad with the future NFL quarterback. Archie had his moment. He played in the league. He had two will be Hall of Fame quarterback sons in the league. Let Cooper have his. Maybe you don't want it. I'm telling you, I am not overly surprised because I think Arch Manning is being cultivated, I guess is a word. What's the other word where you're kind of groomed? Is the and it's got a negative connotation, but groomed but he's being groomed.
I'm gonna veer left as you steer right.
But that's what it is. He's being groomed to be the next great NFL quarterback that does everything by the book, and I think they want him to be as ready. Like 1 year in college,
and you think that Cooper's responsible for that?
I think he's part of it.
No,
I mean so you don't think Cooper raised his own son as a father? I'm appalled by your opinion.
As a father.
As you being a father, I'm appalled by your
opinion. I'm just
going
to tell you that Cooper probably asked Archie for every piece of information he could get while he was raising his son. And I can't wait for, you know, year 10 of the Michael Penix era when the Falcons have already won 3 Super Bowls and somebody looks at Bo and goes, hey, man, you've already had your time with the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Time for you to move on. Get out of here. And you're going to be like, hey, I was here.
In 10 years, I'll only be like 52. Archie is 76. Enough already.
You've got to respect your elders.
That's crazy. Yeah. This man's talking real sideways.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for Bo's grandpa.
Let's move on to LSU.
Rest in peace.
Quarterback Garrett Nussmeier is fine. He exited Wednesday's practice. His knee clipped a defensive lineman's knee brace during a drill. Caused some discomfort, but all is good now. You can breathe a sigh of relief.
There's a lot being expected of Garrett Nussmeier this year. And personally, I have questions about kind of what that is. He's a guy who obviously threw for a very high volume last year, but the run game was not where it needed to be. I don't know who's at fault for LSU's run game last year. At times they were good, and it seemed like the play calling went away from that. Other times it seemed like, you know, passing the ball was all they could do, and that's why Garrett Nussmeier had to force some throws. So he's going to be on the short list of Heisman contenders here to start the year. They obviously have a massive battle, and, you know, speaking of Heisman contenders, Cade Klubnik and Clemson to start the year. So I'll be curious to see where it goes for Garrett Nussmeier, but nonetheless, it's good news. It kind of piggybacks off everything we were talking about with Brian Kelly and the conversations with the agent and things going along with that, but I think LSU fans obviously breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, those rumors were running rampant the other day when I saw them. I blame Brian Kelly for the run game, and the reason is he's been there enough time to get this team to fit what he wants to do, not only with the offense as an entirety, but also, like, he's supposed to be an offensive guru, so to speak, a mastermind, that he's got to help out his quarterback. He's got to help out his offensive line, be able to run the football.
Yeah.
Got to help out everybody.
The only thing, the reason I say I don't know who to blame is because I thought the running game was good. They just didn't dial up the run plays more times than not. I go, oh, this is, you know, this, hey, you could really run the ball here. And it's just, they're throwing it again.
Well, then that's okay. Solely on him. Is he not? He's the OC.
Is he calling the plays?
He's calling the plays.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't think of him as a guru, though.
Maybe he should stop yelling at players on the sideline and berating them and, you know, call better plays.
Oh, that's that's rich.
I'm just going to go outside the box on everything I say today.
Let's go ahead and get into my Mac drop. So today is Flip It Friday. We're going to review this last week that we've all shared together, but we're going to do it backwards. So, again, this is not a competition. We're going to work together to figure out what these clips are that are playing in reverse.
I won last week. Give me my due.
You can have all of them for that matter because I'm awful at this. Awful.
I don't think you will be. So everything I play today will have something to do with either something we talked about or maybe what today is all about. Actually, let's start with that one. Number one, Dylan.
Go ahead, Bo.
That's Falcons Rise Up. Falcons. Sounds like Samuel L. Jackson in there as well.
What do Falcons do?
Falcons Rise Up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Falcons Rise Up.
Yeah.
Falcons Rise Up. Yeah.
I've told the story numerous times, but I'll tell it again. Samuel L. Jackson was brought in to actually do this live and in person.
Yeah.
The problem is they faked everybody out. They were like trying to keep it a secret. They put a security jacket on him and a security hat so so nobody would know. The secret would not get out. The problem is he literally walked to midfield with the security jacket and the security hat on, and they put him on the Jumbotron, and nobody knew who it was.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, that's cool, man. There's just some security guard rising up. And then he like kind of took his hat off, and everybody's like, oh. You know, like after the fact, it was like, I see what you're trying to do there. That's really cool. Didn't see that one coming. Sorry about that.
At least the microphone worked.
Oof. That cut deep. That cut really deep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's move on to another moment we had on the show this week. Number three, Dylan.
What?
Any clue?
I'll
tell you, it's a TV sitcom.
Yeah, I got that. I could tell that because I
could hear the laughing.
Yeah, the laugh track was in there.
Was it the, this is Fresh Prince? This is her going.
Play it,
this is her going.
Like, mind your business. Back up. Mind your business, that's all. Mind your business.
Yes.
Back up. Back up. Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Let's go. Yeah. What did we say her name was?
Ashley. Tatiana Ali.
Yeah, she had a big single back when I was in like middle school or
beautiful.
High school. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, it was mind your business. That's all.
Mind your business.
Crazy. That has stuck in my head for so
mind
long.
Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Ashley. Tell them. Back
right.
up.
Let's see if you guys can guess this next song that has to do with this week as well.
That sounds like Ozzy.
I was going to say it sounds like Purple Rain.
Does it?
Oh. Where did Purple Rain come in?
Because it was storming all week.
We've been rained on all week, Bo.
That was, I could, like, by the cadence of it, I was like, yes. This sounds like Purple Rain.
You granted, say when I was making these last night, if anyone doesn't get that, you guys need to be kicked off the show. Kicked off the radio.
Take that, Grant. Come see me later.
Yes, I'll be kicked off. Thanks, Grant.
All right, so this next one, kind of not a tangent, but it's a caveat to something we're hoping sticks around to a news story we were talking about this week.
Something we hope sticks around on a news story this week.
Just hoping that nothing changes with this news story breaking.
Oh, the NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
This is the NFL Network merging with ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And the nuance of this would be that we hope that the coverage of the Red Zone.
Play it, Dylan.
7 hours of commercial-free football start now.
Yes, that is Scott Hansen.
Inject it into my veins, Red Zone. Inject it into my veins, baby.
Dylan, I'm losing.
It is time. It is
struggling.
Yeah. Aren't you happy it's not a competition right now?
It is a competition. I'm losing. I got one. He's like, I'm down 3-1.
You might get this next one. Let's hear number 9. Another reason to play Hey Dude on this show, and I couldn't find, I don't think I'll ever find one
what
again.
What was amazing about that is how many people co-signed on that being on your list on the socials. There was a lot of people like, yeah, that belonged. I'm like, y'all are so far off base.
If you were a Nickelodeon kid, it was solid. All right, one last one, Bo. I know you'll get this one.
That's King of the Hill. I tied it up. I won't
that
lose.
Was basically the same frontwards and backwards.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, congratulations to you both. That was our week in reverse.
I know. What a good week. It's been a good week.
It's been a great week.
It's been a long week. It's felt like this week has lasted 3 weeks.
But we're at like the grand finale now.
I was going to say that's because of what was at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, we're just waiting for today. We've got football tonight. And speaking of that, coming up next, we will talk about those rookies and what you are looking to see from them tonight. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.